Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Judy Graybill, relationship healer and certified step family coach. Thank you to my tuning in to my second episode. So what I do as a recap, in case you missed the first one, as a certified stepfamily coach, I help remarried couples with children to become a team so that they can end tension and resolve family challenges. If you're in a stepfamily, you already know what I'm talking about. Because stepfamilies require multiple resources and skills. And there's a lot of things that go into making a stepfamily work. Now, in addition to that, I also help with relationship challenges, because the thing with stepfamilies is there is a psychology behind the stepfamily dynamics and the reason why stepfamilies don't work and the reason why stepfamilies fail more often than other relationships. And one of those reasons, a big reason, has to do with the relationship itself. And so what I've learned as a relationship coach and stepfamily coach is that working on the relationship itself is what is most important in all of our relationships. So today, one of the things I'm going to talk about is burning bridges. Are you burning bridges prematurely? So what I've noticed is that a lot of people right now, it's kind of being trendy to like establish our boundaries and to sometimes sever ties with people who are unhealthy for us. It's the same with both stepfamilies, remarriages, second marriages, as well as first relationships. And it's not just with families, it's with all of our relationships. So what I want to do is I want to just have a conversation. I just want to give you guys food for thought on how to build healthy relationships in general. So what I've noticed is that there are a lot of people who are in stable, dysfunctional relationships. They stay in unhealthy relationships way too long, or they duck and run, leave relationships far too early. And if you are an adult child of divorce, you know exactly what I'm talking about, because as an adult child of divorce, you haven't seen the model of a relationship, a healthy relationship. So and that's my story as well. As an adult child of divorce, I learned the hard way what it takes to make a relationship work. And I've noticed this with my sisters as well. Collectively, my sisters and I have either stayed in unhealthy relationships too long or we left way too early. And by and large, most of our relationships have been unhealthy. My relationships, I've had a mixture of both healthy and unhealthy relationships. And that's given me a lot of experience and knowledge and understanding what it takes to make a relationship work. So And maybe you're thinking right now, what does this have to do with burning bridges and burning bridges prematurely? Well, the way we do all relationships, the way we do any relationship is the way we do all relationships. And that starts with our families of origin. How we do our relationships with our siblings then manifests into how we do our relationships with our friends at school, and then our coworkers, and then our romantic relationships. How we do our romantic relationships is also influenced by what we learn from our parents. What did we see modeled? How did we relate to them? What messages did we learn from them? Did we learn how to create healthy boundaries? Did we learn how to communicate in a healthy way? Did we learn how to be honest, state our needs, request what we needed, and then be able to get our own needs met? Were we able to do that in our families of origin? Because if we weren't, carry those same patterns into our romantic relationships. So a lot of times what I've noticed is that there's a lot of people in relationships who are not getting their needs met. They don't know how to get their needs met. They don't know how to assertively state what they need. And sometimes they are able to do that, but then their partner isn't able to give it to them. And if you're relying too much on other people to give you what you need, then you're going to have a tendency to break cords with that person if they're unable to. And to some extent, this makes a lot of sense. We need to cut cords with people who are unable to reciprocate in a healthy way. But at the same time, if we're unable to do that for ourselves, we probably have unrealistic expectations from them. If we're unable to have healthy boundaries and to communicate clearly what we need, what we expect from them, or where they failed in our expectations of them, then they're not going to be able to step up to the plate and deliver those things. And that's the part about the burning bridges prematurely that I'm talking about. Now, I'm not talking about being in a relationship with a narcissist or an abuser. You do need to cut cords with those as quick as possible, but in a very smart and practical way. That's not where my skill level is. That's not where my knowledge is. And for those particular relationships, I do want to refer you out to other people who can do that. Roberta Shaler comes to mind. Also go to Worth the War on Instagram and YouTube. She talks a lot about those. Those two are great resources. But I'm talking about the stable dysfunction and how do you navigate figuring out how to, if you're not in a position to leave, you have to figure out right now how to deal with this situation. You have to figure out how to get your needs met. That's what we're talking about today. And in those situations, what you need to consider is, how do you do you? How do you find better coping mechanisms to deal with that? How do you be honest with yourself? How do you live in truth with yourself? So before you just willy-nilly sever all of those ties, how about we learn how to state what we want, learn how to ask for what we want. If somebody, whether it's a family member or your romantic partner, if they're not giving you what you need to ask for it. You need to be really, really honest with yourself. And I say, we need to give them a chance. We need to learn how to be in integrity with ourselves. If we just arbitrarily burn a bridge, we leave them in a state of they're going to come back, sometimes angrily, and demand an explanation, or they're going to come back and be obsessively, come back angry at you, yelling at you, or somehow what we need to do is set ourselves up for closure. We need to have better dialogue with those people on why those relationships are ending and why that before we just burn that bridge and walk away completely. Because sometimes when we give them a chance, when we tell them what it is that we were upset about, and we give them an opportunity to step up to the plate and be a different person, sometimes they do. Sometimes they do step up to the plate. Sometimes they do think to themselves, yeah, you know what? She was right. I could have done that differently. I should have done that differently. And next time, I'm going to try harder. And I guess that is pretty much what I want to leave you with. So we have about 2 minutes left of this segment today. And thank you for tuning in if you listened. And I know that I started out a little bit choppy today because I have a lot of thoughts on my mind of what I want to say, and I'm still getting my feet wet on how to say it and express them. So I'm going to try to do these segments about 3 times a week. So I'm going to do another episode about doing and probably getting a little bit clearer on very specifically what we can do to evaluate when it is a good idea to burn a bridge or when it's not. How do we know when to duck and run or to stay with it? So I do hope you take the time to tune in to me again and visit me at my website, judygraybill.com, J-U-D-Y, G as in girl, R-A-Y-B-I-L-L.com. Check out my blog or go to visit me at Instagram, judy.m.graybill, and see my post there and check on my profile. And there's a link to my podcast interviews, and you can get those from my website as well. I will leave that with you today, and I look forward to doing another episode with you later this week. Thank you, and have a great day. Hope you have reason to smile today.